Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9, it declares that the heart is deceitful and frail. And who can know it? Now, if you read in the King James Version, it says desperately wicked, but that's not actually what the Hebrew says. It talks about it being weak and deceitful. Then in Genesis 8:21, the Lord told Noah that the imagination of man's heart was evil from his youth. Now, obviously, this is talking about the unregenerate person. This is after the fall of Adam. And because the unregenerate heart is deceitful and the imaginations are evil, it can be persuaded to believe something that's not true. And it's been done on a regular basis. It's been done in the secular world. It's been done in the ecclesiastical world, in the religious world. This is what marketing does. The whole objective of marketing is to deceive you and entice you into buying something that you don't need. And the church has fallen into the same trap and doing the same things. It hawks its wares just like the secular world does. That's why Jesus went in and cleaned out the temple, turned over those changers of the money and drove the stuff out. And I'm going to tell you, if he was here today, I believe we'd have a cleansing today too with all the ungodly stuff that goes on. So it's imperative that we live our lives as a witness for Jesus. People need to know the truth. And if you understand this, God did not send Jesus to earth to save you from hell. God sent Jesus to earth to get you back into the family of God, to get you into relationship with God, to reconcile man back to God. Not going to hell is a benefit. But that was not the objective. The objective from the beginning, when God created Adam, was God created a natural man to represent him in a natural body. But he put his spirit in that man, to where that man would follow the spirit of God. But man chose to look at the flesh instead of the spirit. Exactly what's going on today. See, in the new birth, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things pass away. All things have become new. That's talking about the spirit man. It's not talking about the body. It's not even talking about the soul. Romans 12:2 says that our minds have to be renewed with the Word of God. James 1:21 says that we're to receive the engrafted Word of God with meekness because it's able to save our souls. So the reason for Jesus coming is to reconcile humanity back to God, to where humanity could represent God in earth. And that's what the body of Christ is to be doing, representing God in earth. But boy, have we failed in the mission, and this has to change. We're going to have to get persuaded that we're not natural beings. We're spiritual beings living in natural houses. And instead of putting the attention on the house, put the attention on the Spirit in us, and God's Spirit in our spirit is what's guiding and directing us if we'll listen to it. But it's imperative that we live our lives as witnesses for Jesus. People need to know the truth. They need to know that the only place that truth can be found is in Jesus. You're not going to find it in church. You're not going to find it in religion. You're not going to find it in philosophy and all these self-help books and all this type stuff. You want to find the truth, go to the Word of God. Jesus is the Word, you understand? And so we need to look where truth is. As representatives, we're to expose people to the absolute truth that's introduced through the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus. That's where it starts. Jesus told Nicodemus in the third chapter of John that you can't even see the kingdom of God until you're born again. You can't even see the kingdom of God. There's a lot of people that have made declarations, you know, they've made commitments and they've repeated after the preacher and all this, but not ever really entered in to that intimate relationship to where they're actually born again by the Spirit of God. So they're strangers to the kingdom of God. They think they're supposed to be ruled by the government here on earth. And God wants us ruled by a kingdom in heaven. That's a spiritual kingdom. Luke 17:21 tells us that the kingdom of God is in us. God wants to rule in our hearts. These external, you know, kingdoms are ruling from the outside. God rules from the inside. God wants to rule in us, and so He can rule through us. But we have to yield to Him and let Him rule our hearts. The unregenerate man lives in darkness. And some of these unregenerate people pursue light, but so often they go to the wrong source to find it, so consequently they're deceived by false illusions. It's amazing how many people search for truth and study in religions. And they'll go to this place and that place and follow this God and follow that God. They're in search of truth, but you don't find light in darkness. And we're to be the bearers of light. Even born-again believers have to renew their mind. Otherwise, you know, a born-again believer can walk in darkness. That's why He tells us to renew our minds. And only the Word of God can do that. And renewing the mind is just simply put God's thoughts in our minds. Where the world has put its thoughts in our mind, that has to be eradicated so we follow God. Then we understand the difference between absolute truth and pseudo-truth. And there's a lot of false truths. That sounds like a paradox. But just humor me with the word, okay? You know where I'm coming from. So when we ask, what is truth, which is the name of this study, what is truth? We're not asking what truth is from man's perspective. We're asking what truth is from Creator God's perspective. What is truth according to God? Not according to you, not according to me, but what is truth according to God? So, what is truth? If you ever want to know truth, ask God. Simple as that. I don't care what it is, what it's about. Go to God. People are running to Christian counselors and this, they're going all over the place. And it's amazing God's the last place they want to go. And that should be the first place a believer would go, is to ask God. In every situation and circumstance of life, we should go to God Himself for counsel. Isaiah said Jesus is a wonderful counselor. I can't say that about any of the rest of them. So why not go to the wonderful counselor? Well, how can I go to God? God's Spirit, you know. They can go to a natural person. I can go to His office. How do I go to God? Well, God's given us His Word and He's given us the Holy Spirit. But if you don't pursue both of them and you don't embrace both of them, you don't have access to God. Your only access to God is by the Spirit. And so if we try to approach God with natural thinking, no, we're not going to find God. We're not going to learn truth with natural thinking. It's going to be God speaking to our spirit, and when God speaks to our spirit, the flesh says, that's not right. That's not reasonable. I learned a long time ago, God is unreasonable. But He is true. You understand? So we need to follow Him. God alone knows the truth about everything. But the beauty of this is God delights in revealing that truth to us. But He just doesn't throw it out. He hides things for us, not from us. So if it's hidden, it means that you seek diligently in order to find these truths. So, what is truth? God and all that God embodies is truth. All truth issues forth from what God has spoken. Have you ever thought about this? In the beginning, God said. So all truth comes out of what God said, and is still working that way. Truth comes out of what God says. Satan deceived the woman in the fall as subjective and objective truth. Then the woman influenced her husband into rejecting absolute truth. But I want you to note this, that Satan's suggestion, the woman's perception, and Adam's rejection didn't change the absolute truth. They proved the truth of God to be absolute and suffered the consequences of disobeying it. And I'm telling you, if we reject the truth of God's Word, there's consequences for not walking in truth. Only the one who knows the end from the beginning can declare the absolute truth. Men know in part. God knows in entirety. So, I'll say like Paul said in Romans, let God be true, never man a liar. If anybody's telling you something that doesn't agree with God, guess who's telling the truth? God. The temptation in the Garden of Eden that resulted in the downfall of humanity is still being utilized today. Satan's approach is, did God say? Well, let me tell you what God really means. And so much of that's going on in the church world today. Well, you know, some people go to ministers or whatever, the scripture that disagrees with the teaching of that minister. Well, that's not really what that means. Let me tell you what that means. Don't fall for that lie. Keep your scriptures in context and let the Spirit of God speak to you through the Word of God. Don't let someone talk you out of believing God. Stop looking and listening to the flesh. People still entertain suggestions from Satan. And if you'd admit it, you'd probably entertain one or two yourself. And so God wants us to mature to the point that we recognize, we know what's not the shepherd's voice. And see, don't follow the stranger. You understand? So we've got to get into a maturity to where we're not following strange voices. You know, you've seen the bumper sticker that says, God said it and I believe it, that settles it. Well, that's an erroneous doctrine. God said it, that settles it. Whether you believe it or not, it's not going to change it. Now, it's our benefit to believe what God said and what God has settled. So then what validates truth? Is something true because I believe it's true? And see, that's where most people live. Well, it has to be truth because that's what I believe. Well, many people are promoting truths that God don't agree with, or what they call truth. Neither perceptive, relative, subjective, or objective truths can be accepted unless they agree with the absolute truth of God's Word and Spirit. And only truth can validate truth. You tell me God said, the Holy Spirit in me will let me know if God is talking. Simple as that. Or if I tell you God said, the Holy Spirit in you will tell you if God's talking or if Pete's talking. I'm going to tell you a lot of things that are being done in the name of God. God's not talking. It's flesh. You understand? And we need to pick up on these things. And we do that by listening to the Spirit. God's revealed through His Word and Spirit. So only the Word and Spirit can validate truth. So what we believe should be based on our experiences with God, not philosophy or theology. God experiences are undeniable. What is truth? God and all that issues forth from it. You know, just here this past week, I've actually been writing some things and dealing with basically with knowing God and understanding where God is and things of this nature. And you can't know God just through intellectualism. You won't know God by my teaching. You won't know God by your reading the Bible. You can get led to a place to where the Holy Spirit can speak to you. But until the Holy Spirit reveals that to you, you know about, you don't know absolute. See, God can give me a tremendous revelation. And I can share with you the revelation that God gave me. But that's only information to you. And unless the Spirit of God ignites that on the inside of you, you don't know it. You've just heard it. You've been exposed to it. You may believe it, but there's a difference between believing and being persuaded. Are you with me? Because when you get to the point you're persuaded in something, you won't move from it. But there's a lot of people being moved off of things they believed because they weren't persuaded. God wants us persuaded in truth. And it's really amazing how many people come to you and they tell you this. Well, you know, I've been reading, and this is what I think about the Scripture. This is what I believe. And now I just say, does God believe what you believe? It's not what you believe. You know, you can take the Word of God and manipulate it. I can take the Bible and teach any kind of doctrine out of it just by manipulating the Scriptures. You understand? You can deceive people, and it's being done every day. But it's through manipulation of the Word of God. But would Jesus teach what I teach? Would Jesus give the counsel that I give? That's what I have to ask myself. If Jesus is not talking to the people, I need to shut my mouth. You follow me? You don't need my opinion. And you don't need anyone else's opinion. We all need truth. So, what is truth? It's something that's absolute and it'll never be proven wrong. God's never been proven wrong. People have lied about Him. They maligned Him. But God's still God. He's just as consistent as He can be. So let God be true. And anything that doesn't agree with God, call it what it is. A lie. It's an erroneous teaching. I don't care how smooth the preacher is. Go for the truth. That's why it's imperative that you read the Bible for yourself. I tell people, read the Bible for familiarity. So you stay familiar with the Scriptures. And you read it through all your life. Genesis to the Revelation, you keep reading it through. Don't count. That's pride. You're reading it through to stay familiar with the Word of God. Then study for revelation. As you study, the Spirit of God starts revealing things to you. The Spirit of God starts talking to you. See, study is more than just looking a word up or looking a verse up. Study is listening. A lot of the study, a big portion of the study, is you talking to God and letting God talk to you. To where there's actually a dialogue. And then is when the revelation comes and you start learning truth. And God wants us to know the truth. I'm tired of the deception that's going on. I hate to be deceived, don't you? And we've all been deceived. But if we'll listen to the Spirit, we won't be deceived. You understand? I've had people to tell me things. I've had people to give me words. And not that you ever given it to me. It wasn't God. You know why? The Spirit didn't bear witness to what was being said. And I'm going to believe my spirit more than I believe that celebrity. Amen? And we'll tell you, we have to stop running after all these names. Start subjecting ourselves to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? What is truth? God.